Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's time for our devotion. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father and the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Before we dive into the Word of God, I would like us to take a second of our time to appreciate the one who has made today a reality. The God of Israel, who neither sleeps nor slumbers, is working overtime for our sakes, and that's why I want us to just appreciate him in your own way. If you want to dance, if you want to sing, if you just want to say sweet words to him and make him know how grateful you are this morning, I want you to do anything you can to express how grateful you are. We'll be diving into a new topic today. Today is a brand new day. Today is the 14th day in the month of July 2024. It's a brand new day, and we'll be looking at a topic which is a continuation from a topic we started yesterday that says, Help Meet Indeed Part 2. Help Meet Indeed Part 2. Our aim for today is taken from Psalm 29, When Peace Like a River Attended My Way. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Songs of Solomon from chapter 5 to chapter 8. And our memory verse is taken from Genesis chapter 2 verse 18. Genesis chapter 2 verse 18, which says, And the Lord God said, It is not good that a man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him. Our Bible reading is taken from Proverbs chapter 19 from verse 13 to 14. Proverbs chapter 19 from verse 13 to 14. From verse 13 it reads, A foolish child is a father's ruin, and a quarrelsome wife is like the constant dripping of a leaking roof. Houses and wealth are inherited from parents, but a prudent wife is from the Lord. Our manual today reads, A true helpmeet stays with her husband through thick and thin. She doesn't shy away when things are tough. I've been married for 57 years, and sometimes it feels like my wife and I are still on our honeymoon. I was the poorest among those wooing her because we got married, and I told her that if she marries me, everything I would ever have and become would be ours. When we first got married, during our meals, we would playfully struggle over one piece of pomo. But today, even if we want to eat a whole cow, we can do so because God has truly blessed us. When things are tough, a true helpmeet encourages her husband. She supports him without making him feel less about himself. She does not help him and then turn around to say, You see what I have done for you? Now you owe me so and so. It is a thing of joy for a true helpmeet to see opportunities to help her husband and then go ahead to help. A helpmeet indeed is known during times when her husband is going through challenges. Years ago, I decided to fast because I was facing a serious challenge. I fasted for 40 days and nights, and because my wife knew that it wouldn't be easy for me to concentrate on my fast if she didn't join me. She fasted as well. After fasting and praying for 40 days and 40 nights, the challenges remained, so I decided to go on another fast for 40 days and nights. Again, she joined in the fast. After the second round of fasting, the challenges remained, so I decided to go again. This time, I planned to fast until God answered me. I didn't want my wife to go all the way with me, so we agreed that if after 40 days the challenge remained, I would continue the fast and she would stop. After 40 days and nights elapsed, she refused to stop. When I saw that she wasn't going to stop, I told God, I cannot bear to lose my wife. Whenever you want, you can solve this problem, but I have to stop fasting now. She only stopped fasting when I stopped, and of course, God proved himself faithful. If you're a married woman, try as much as God helps you to help your husband resolve his challenges. A true helpmate is a husband's greatest ally, not his greatest headache in the midst of life's challenges. Today's open heaven comes to the key point that says, a true helpmate is her husband's greatest ally. She stands by him through thick and thin. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And now, can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisebalashradio.com. Click on the podcast, click on the Open Heaven Hour. You will see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine, copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalashradio.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to our shows throughout the day. And as you listen also, please kindly help us to share. You might just be a channel of blessing to somebody. There's somebody out there waiting for a gospel channel to tune into. Just share this with somebody and bring them on this platform. Thanks for staying tuned till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed. Have a lovely day. Bye-bye.